Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. And one of my favorite parts about hosting the afternoon show here is getting to have live in studio talent. And today we are joined by Davis Fetter, who goes by Davis, all caps. What's up, my man?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm good. How's your day going?
Good, man. It's a nice day outside.
It's beautiful.
Had a good drive down here. Yeah, it's really nice. It's kind of a perfect day.
Yeah, well, you're located up in LA in Echo Park.
Yeah,
and thanks for making the drive down here. But it's not just for us. You are playing a show in Orange County tonight.
I am, but I would have driven just for you guys as well.
Well, thank you so much. Well, have you been to Laguna Beach before?
I have. Yeah, you know, I really like Taco Loco.
Oh yeah.
I have memory burns of that place.
Yeah, you know? Taco Loco is pretty awesome. One of our little special gems here.
Yeah, totally.
You can, I don't know if they're 24 hours. I don't think so, but you can just grab a little beer and just hang out on the side of PCH and have amazing vegan tofu tacos if you want.
Exactly, or, yeah.
Swordfish, lobster. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's open super late. Which I think why I like, I think it was open till like 3 a.m. So
really,
shout out to Taco Loco.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful day outside. It's really warm, and it's a perfect day for being by the beach. I'm stoked to have you in studio after this. Maybe we'll go dip in the ocean, you know, take a little swim. Get you ready for your show tonight.
Exactly.
So you released an EP called Crooked Finger, and when did that come out?
That came out last year in August.
Right
and,
on.
Yeah, it's got 5 songs. The title track is Crooked Finger. It's cool. It's a mix of a lot of different elements of kind of rock music that I love.
You know? You have a pretty eclectic sound. You draw on a lot of different influences.
I try to, yeah.
Who would you say are some of your main bands or artists that you look up to and that influence your writing?
I think all time, the two best songwriters, in my opinion, are John Lennon and Bob Dylan. So they're the ones that like I try to measure any song against.
Yeah, that's an uncontroversial pick there.
Totally. But yeah. I mean, it's so hard because like everyone knows they're the best. So I mean, it's hard to compare any song to one of theirs. But yeah, I mean, on the EP, there's a lot of different influences. I really like to kind of smash two worlds together in rock. So one of the songs, Get Mine, is kind of a hybrid of Bob Dylan and then a little bit modern, like Kasabian is another band I really like. There's another song in there that's a little bit like kind of a throwback, like Roy Orbison, but kind of meets Last Shadow Puppets, you know, so...
Yeah,
it's kind of an eclectic thing.
I see here, yeah, it says that you've been compared to everyone from Bob Dylan to Arcade Fire, the Black Keys to The Clash, the Arctic Monkeys to Beastie Boys. That's like all over the map. You're just all over the spectrum, but you do have a distinct sound because of that, because you're not trying to be, you know, just one thing. You're really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks, man. You know, one of the things I love about like rock music, because I'm a guitar player, and so I always gravitate toward guitar music, but you can pull from a lot of different things, but it's still rock. So, I mean, it made sense to me. Like, I love Arcade Fire, they're one of my favorite bands, but I also love The Clash, you know, and I also love Arctic Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the cool thing about rock is it's kind of freeing. You can kind of pull from a lot of different influences. But as long as you're kind of strumming a guitar and doing it your way, hopefully it'll sound like you.
Yeah. And we did play Get Mine, a single off of Crooked Finger, earlier today. And I understand that's what you're going to perform for us live in studio right now.
Yes.
Is that cool?
Definitely.
We'd love to hear it. And so if you're just tuning in, I am here with the artist Davis. And he's performing with a band tonight, correct? Are you playing with a band?
Yeah. Back in the- so normally when I perform live, there's a band behind me. Mm-hmm. So it's a full rock show, two guitars, drum and bass. I'm playing at the Wayfarer in Costa Mesa.
Great venue.
I go on. Yeah, I love that place. I mean,
used to be, I think, the Detroit Bar.
Detroit Bar, yeah. I actually played there at Detroit Bar back in the day, once upon a time. But I really like what they're doing now. The talent buyer, Eric, who works there, is super cool, super nice. And yeah, it's going to be a fun show. I play at 8:45. I'm opening up for the Soft White 60s and Colors.
Yeah, yeah. We've had them here as well.
Oh, really?
The Soft White. Yeah, Soft White 60s.
Oh, cool. I'm stoked. They're studio. Great.
Yeah, awesome band, awesome venue. You can't go wrong. We love the Wayfarer. So let's hear Get Mine live in studio. This will be just you and your guitar. So if you want to go catch the full band experience tonight at the Wayfarer, Davis is going on at 8:45. Also on the bill, the Soft White 60s. That's the Wayfarer in Costa Mesa. But right now, we have him live in studio. Whenever you're ready, Davis.
Here we go. This song is called Get Mine. When I was young, my mother said to me, you can grow up and be anything you wanna be. Well, now that I'm older, I'm doing what I can, but everybody around me want me to be like them. When people tell me that I gotta fall in line, I say, you go get yours, I'll go get mine. When I was young, my father said to me, you gotta work hard if you wanna succeed. Well, my only job give me dirty fingernails, and I'm still waiting on a check in the mail. I asked the boss if he'd pay me on time. He just said, you go get yours, I'll go get mine. Oh, no one told me there'd be days like these. I never prayed, but now I'm on my knees. I looked to God to get some advice. He said, you go get yours and I'll go get mine. When I was young, my teacher said to me, you gotta go to college, get your bachelor degree. Well, I went to school on a government loan, but I'll be paying for it till I'm 74. I asked Uncle Sam why he swept me all the time. He said, you go get yours, I'll go get mine. And the people on the TV, they keep on telling me, you gotta fall in love if you wanna be happy. Well, I think my girl just met another guy, 'cause every time I see her, she won't look me in the eye. She told me, boy, I wish you would've tried. I just say, you go get yours, baby, I'll go get mine. Oh, no one told me there'd be days like these. I never prayed, but now I'm on my knees. I looked to God to get some advice. He said, you go get yours and I'll go get mine. Help me get mine. I said, all of your life you got to stay on the grind. I'd help you go get yours, but it won't help me get mine. Oh, no one told me there'd be days like these. I never prayed, but now I'm on my knees. I looked to God to get some advice. He said, you go get yours, I'll go get mine.
And and we all die alone. It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. That was Get Mine, performed live in studio by Davis. That was rad, man.
Thank you so much, man.
I love your style.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a really unique voice.
Oh, thanks, man.
Where'd you grow up? Did you grow up in L.A. or?
I grew up in the Inland Empire.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, kind of in the desert, like San Bernardino County. And, yeah, just grew up there kind of listening to, it started off with just like hand-me-downs from my older brother, you know, which at the time was just everything from like Nirvana to like 90s, he's a little bit older than me, so like 90s rap music and stuff. And then it wasn't till, you know, I heard like when I was little, like the Strokes for the first time, that I was like, oh, I want to make music. I want to be in a band. Mm-hmm. I want to try to write songs. And I was in bands for a while, and I didn't start singing till kind of later. Like, you know, I've been singing now for a few years, but it was kind of by accident. I just couldn't find like a singer to join my band at the time. So,
well, that worked out. You have a unique style, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
So,
you know,
that song, what inspired you to write that? Because it's very much, you know, I like, you know, man, I have to do this on my own. Like, you did some experience shape that that idea?
Definitely. I mean, Get Mine is really about how I see the time we're living in right now, where it kind of feels like you're told a certain thing when you're young. You know, people tell you like life's going to be like this, or like you should go to college and you should fall in love, or you should get a job. But then, you know, last year when I wrote the song, all of that was kind of, I was feeling really disillusioned, because it's like, oh yeah, college is great, but I got student loans.
Yeah, know. It's all about the bottom line.
Yeah, like I get a job, but I was working a job I hated, you know? And it felt like it's such a grind out there. Like everyone's just looking out for themselves, mm-hmm. you know? And I tried to pull in a lot of kind of personal experiences that I dealt with growing up, and just kind of being like an adult or whatever, but also tried to kind of relate to what I thought like everyone, you know, my age was going through. So, you know, I think even though the song has kind of a, maybe like a slightly cynical message, I still hope that if people can relate to it and say like, oh yeah, I know what he's going through, then, you know, that's the good out of it. Like we can all kind of come together and be like, hey, it kind of sucks right now, but at least we're talking about it.
Absolutely. I mean, you're just there with your pad and pen writing about what you see in the world. And if people relate to it, that gets conversations going, and that's your job, man. And
Hopefully,
I really like the part where you said, you know, the how you reacted to your girl finding another man. That was probably my favorite. Hey, you know what? You get yours, I'll get mine. Like,
exactly.
That's the most mature way to handle that situation. I don't know if I could be that big of a person.
I mean, no, totally. That's definitely out of personal experience. You know, I've definitely like been heartbroken a few times, but it feels like it's really difficult. I don't know. It's hard to meet someone. It's hard to kind of like, you know, it feels like it's hard to keep up with other people's lifestyles, you know, if you guys aren't in sync, you know. But yeah, that was absolutely true. I mean, that story.
Ladies, the Wayfarer tonight in Costa Mesa.
Come on out.
Come check out Davis and his band. They're going to be opening for the Soft White 60s. And that's the Wayfarer at 8-ish. Doors probably around 8.
Doors are at 8. I go on at 8:45.
So get there before 8:45.
Definitely.
Yes. And thank you so much for coming down, man. I had a really good time just chatting with you, and I loved your version, your solo acoustic version of Get Mine, a little more stripped down. I want to play the studio recording off of Crooked Finger, your EP released last year.
Yeah.
And we'll play that on your way out of here. But do you want to let everyone know where they can find you on social medias and all that real quick?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first off, thanks for having me, man.
Anytime.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, everyone can find me at Unofficial Davis.
Unofficial?
Unofficial Davis.
Why is it unofficial?
I think official Davis was taken. I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be officially unofficial.
I like that. I like that.
And that's on every social media, just at unofficial Davis.
Unofficial Davis. All right. Well, it has been nice to officially meet you in person.
Thanks, man.
Davis Fetter, everyone. He goes by, his artist name is all caps Davis, and you can find him on social media at unofficial Davis, and he's playing tonight at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa. Goes on at 8:45 with his band, opening for the Soft White 60s. Make sure to get out there and support him. And yeah, man, thanks so much. Have a wonderful show tonight, and we hope to see you back here soon.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Take care.